The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
And that is a whole, I'm telling you something, that is, I am really experiencing as I'm getting older. And May 7th, by the way, I'm going to be a year older. Not a year older, I'm just going to turn the next, I don't know, Fatty knows that stuff, I don't. May the 7th, I'm trying to say is May the 7th is my birthday because I haven't mentioned it.
In the last 10 minutes, no.
Thank you.
Keeping it real, baby, keeping it real.
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty, online!
And that is a whole... Fatty knows that stuff, I don't.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1377 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 7th of May, 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we are going to announce the winner of the $1,000. Big Freddy, it's not $1,000.
Hello,
Heinz's Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, and y'all, I know I've been pulling your leg on yesterday's little show about today being absolutely nothing important happened on this date. But y'all, today, the 7th of May, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show, whoring us a big fatty, reminding everybody that it was her exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the one, the only sea hag, yes, big fatty, or Vonzi, yo, or Antivera, yes. So, y'all, the old gal, she's hitting her Heinz 57th. She's finished that 57th year of life. And by life, I mean life. So, y'all, I hope you've sent your card to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. But, y'all, you still got a few days because, you know, she only does a Friday little show. So, y'all, if it's there before Friday, I'm sure she'll thank you for it on her Friday little show. I just hope there's time for those darling children on Friday. But y'all, and if not, you know, you can always send an Apple snack store gift card through the e-letters. Because, you know, she needs that new Apple computer, y'all. And if all else fails, y'all, just pick up the phone and call the old gal or send her one of those electronic cards. And she'll, with the old people, it don't take much, y'all. It really don't take much. So, Vonzi, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know, a couple of years ago, the old gal, she went to the Vons. I hope she saw Kathy when she was there. But, y'all, she got all the stuff she liked. She got the avocados. She got the liver sausage. She got the White Castle hamburgers. She got the, there was something else, all kinds, y'all, it's just nothing but crap food. Just nothing but crap food, and, you know, for being such a good husband, she got, old Myron a can of, chili. Big Fatty, poor Myron, happy birthday, Vonzi! Have an extra piece of cake for me! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, y'all, Miss Bacon had, we were talking to Miss Bacon, and she was just about to announce The winner of the $1,000, Big Freddy, it's not $1,000. Contest, comments contest, and y'all, so what I'd like to do is just go ahead and replay Miss Bacon's call for you, and we'll announce the winner. Big Freddy, that's lovely!
Assistant, have we cut all the names apart on our list?
Yes.
Have we put them in our May basket?
Yes.
Are you prepared to draw the winner?
Yes.
Did we take out all the ones that said had M?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please, close your eyes and spin around 6 times.
Do I really have to spin?
Yes, please. I want to make sure you're very dizzy when it comes time to drawing this name. That's good. Now, please, draw a name. Please, draw the winner. Wes Stone, show number 1344. You are the winner.
Yeah, gussie, y'all. Oh, Dr. E. Pluribus Stone is the winner of the 1,000. Big Freddy, it's not 1,000. It's probably about $1.50. But y'all, I thought I'd go back and see what show 1344 was. And y'all, that was the one when Lori Warbucks and Undress, with an A, were on the gays. And y'all, there's also the episode that we announced the closing of the room. And Dr. Stone said, where will Mr. Vader squeal his car into the parking lot next? Patrick has closed and reopened more times than the thighs of that Optimum. How do we know that it won't open up again next week? Well, it still hasn't opened up. And y'all, that was on March the 22nd. So, Dr. Stone, congratulations to you. Now, maybe you can afford to come to the Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy, that would just be lovely.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Freddy.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
This is into the lesbian holiday, dears. It's official that Kim Beaver is in Mykonos. Yes!
To the fat KBIG. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct, and y'all, let me tell you, y'all, I've mentioned earlier that we are in sweeps month, and y'all, the quiz programs are indeed coming to a close. So y'all, let's get right on it. And the first thing we'll talk about is the big run. Well, y'all, Sunday night, they had the finale of the big run. Y'all, I gotta say, I really enjoyed this season on the big run. It was, but you know, I really think the big run is the best of all the these kinds of quiz programs. And y'all, if you hadn't seen it, don't listen to this next little part. But y'all, Big Fatty was correct. It was the hockey players that won. But y'all, I was worried about them there for a while. But congratulations to the hockey players. What were their names, Big Fatty? I don't remember. Now, y'all, I had mentioned earlier that I thought that, but I wasn't quite sure, but y'all, this week is indeed the finale week of the Survivor. Now, y'all, this Wednesday night, there'll be a regular episode
And then on Sunday night, that'll be Mother's Day, y'all, the 12th of May, y'all, they'll have the two-hour... that's some chicken fingers. They'll have the two-hour finale and then the hour-long reunion show. And that's all coming up on CBS this Sunday night, y'all. Now, I don't know who's going to win this one, but I would love to see that Cochran, old Nerdy Cochran, win it. Or I'd love to see the firefighter. I don't remember what his name is, but he's the other cutie patootie on there. I'd love to see one of them win it, but who knows? But we'll know on Sunday night. Yes, Big Fatty, right after you open all your Mother's Day cards. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know that music means it's time for the dancing, and y'all, they're getting near the end also, but they go on for another couple of weeks, I think, here in May, but y'all, it's getting good. It's really good. I don't know who's going to get the weenie tonight, but y'all, I think the winning teams are going to be... between that young girl dancing with Val and the gymnast that's dancing with Derek Huff. That's just my prediction. Yeah, no, is he dancing with Derek Huff? Yes, Big Freddy, she's dancing with Derek Huff. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Now, before the results show later tonight on Tuesday, old Vonzie's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yo. Y'all, before the results show on the dancing, y'all, it will be the finale of The Splash. Now, y'all, if you hadn't watched The Splash at all this season, it's unbelievable how mindless it is, but it's really quite interesting to see how well some of these celebrities have done doing these hard dives, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something. Dr. Stone, who may have shot himself when he learned he won $1,000. Big Freddy, it's not $1,000. Trust me, jumping off these tall platforms, y'all, that it's enough to make you have a brown bathing suit. That's all I gotta say. That is vulgar. But y'all, I want you to watch the finale of the splosh. Big Fatty, it sounds like you're sloshed. The splash, because y'all, they're bringing back all the celebrities this time, and y'all, just one time. Just one time, I want you to see 400-pound, you know, since it is on Vonzie's birthday, I want you to see the 400-pound Louis Anderson. I want you to see him do a final dive. They're all coming back to do a final dive, and y'all just, you've got to see this mass of humanity just fall into the pool, y'all. You just go, my God, my hydrogen, dear sweet Gussie. Now, y'all, there are a couple of shows that are coming up that I want to tell you about. The coming up on the 29th, that is the last Wednesday of May. That's in, it's 3 weeks from this Wednesday, from Tamari. It's a new show. It's called The American Baking Competition. Now, y'all, this has Dr. Stone, and it has Drum Major Cav written all over it. And y'all, they're making pies and cakes and cookeries, and you know, it's all desserts that they're making. But y'all, it looks like it's gonna be quite interesting. That Jeff Foxworthy is hosting that. Now, over there, also coming up in May, on the Fox television, channel, y'all, it's one of those cooking shows. It's the, excuse me. It's the Master Chef. Y'all, it debuts on the 22th. That's the week before the baking competition. And y'all, it's pretty good. It has that Gordon Ramsay on it. But y'all, it's pretty good. But y'all, I saw on the TV machine on Sunday night during the big run, y'all, it's huge news. Huge news. Big Fatty, tell us. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, the music from the big run. And y'all, something is changing this year. You know, they used to put the people in the big run house during the 4th of July weekend. Well, y'all, they have backed it up. And so they'll be going into the house in the middle of June, not July this year. And y'all, the debut of the Big Brother is going to be on the 26th of June, which is the last Wednesday in June. So y'all, they're going to be going into the house about 2 weeks earlier. So I don't know if the show will end 2 weeks earlier or not, but y'all, the fact that it's starting 2 weeks earlier is enough to make Big Fatty want to touch himself in a private. Big Fatty, please, that's just vulgar. Y'all, you know, I had asked for some folks to give me some recommendations on red wine. And, you know, of course, Straight Bob had a comeback. He says that I needed to hydrate all day long if I was going to drink red wine. I said, well, you sound like you speak from experience. He says, oh, I just hand out advice. I don't take my own advice. Big Fatty. But, y'all, that Moose P, y'all, he sent me a picture of the label of a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon that he enjoys. And y'all, it is Mirasu. Mirassou. Big Fatty's got ass in it. But y'all, it's a California red wine. Y'all, during my lunch today, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went over to the Von's East. Because y'all, I wanted to have a little red wine or while I was watching the dancing on Monday night. And y'all, they had the good, you know, they had those good Von's East chicken tenders, premium chicken tenders on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple more bags of those and a little, and y'all, I was out of my Ezekiel bread. So y'all, it happened to be on sale. So I picked up a couple of loaves of that and some Brussels sprouts. And I got a little smoked turkey also, which was on sale. And I bought a bottle of this wine, the Mirasu Cabernet Sauvignon. I noticed they had a Merlot also. I don't know if the Merlot is any good or not. I know old Vonzi today, yo, will just be sloshed on vodka. Yes, Big Freddy, we could all guess that. But y'all, I spent $35.92, $10 of that, $11 of that was for the bottle of wine. But y'all, I still saved $12.68. And by the way, Lily was my cashier today. Big Fatty, we love Lily. So anyway, y'all, I think I've done everything on my list for today. So I guess we will just have to meet back here tomorrow for the Hump Day little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And like I said, if you hadn't wished the old gal happy Heinz 57, y'all, do that. The old people, y'all, she ain't going to be around that much longer. You know, you're in the twilight. Yeah, Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. But Vonzi, since it is your celebration of exiting the birth canal, would you like to tell everybody something about Big Fatty?
And that is a whole... Fatty knows that stuff, I don't.
Oh, she speaks the truth. Happy birthday!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.